Welcome to the Andy Social Podcast. My name is Andy Dowling, and hello. Welcome to all of the faithful listeners, and a massive welcome and hello to everybody who's tuning in for the first time. This is a bit of an odd episode. It's I don't know if I'll call it an in-betweener, but it's a short, a very awkward, kind of embarrassing, but a very, very cool episode. So to give a bit of background very quickly of what this is, I saw an article trending on Facebook this evening about Sweden releasing a dedicated phone number from their tourist agency that is directed to thousands of random Swedes who answer the phone on an app that they've downloaded, and you have a conversation with the Swede. So the Swede takes a call from all these random people all across the world, and the hope is that they will spark some interest in the country, increase tourism, maybe break down some stereotypes about of what people might think Sweden is or what Swedes are all about. And just a really, really cool and crazy concept that they've come up with. And me being me, I sort of looked at it and went, oh, I think I probably should call this number. So I did. I read an article. The article that I clicked was from the New York Times, and I'll just read a couple of quick little bits from it just because it explains it a hell of a lot better than what I have. So, to gin up interest in the country, a Swedish tourism agency created the Swedish number, a single phone line that connects international callers to randomly selected Swedish volunteers to chat about whatever is on their minds. The Swedish number's website invites callers to talk about anything you want. This particular person who wrote the article wrote, "After I dialed the number, an automated voice responded, 'Calling Sweden. You will soon be connected to a random Swede somewhere in Sweden.'" It goes on to say, "By letting everyday Swedes communicate directly with foreigners, tourism officials hope to present a more authentic picture of the country than one conjured up by a marketing agency." As of Thursday evening, so I'm not sure how old this is only a few days old, about 3,000 Swedes, many of whom had heard about the number through local news media, had downloaded an app, the mobile app, that would put them on a list to talk with strangers for the next 2 months. So it goes on and on. So I'll put some links in the show notes for you guys to check out. It's really, really cool. So anyway, I called this number, and depending on how Damien, my podcast editing whiz, clips up the conversation itself, I did call through, and I got a message on both occasions saying that people in Sweden were sweeping, too many SWs, were sleeping, but it was actually 12:30 in the afternoon. So the first time I went to a voicemail, which I had no idea what it was saying, and it didn't give me a chance to leave a message. It probably did if I pressed the number, but I had no idea what it was saying. Second time, I got lucky and got put through to David in Stockholm, Sweden. And I won't say anything more. This is very, very awkward, but really, really cool. And I hope you guys enjoy it. And a massive disclaimer and a little bit of a serious tone to this. I completely forgot to ask David if I could record this call. So a massive no-no. Potentially breaking a law, whether it be here or in Sweden, I've got no idea. So, David, if you do end up listening to this, my apologies in advance for not letting you know what I was doing. I kind of got swept up in the moment and forgot what was going on. I was quite nervous, as you can tell. And if you're not happy with the recording, or if anybody else out there knows David, and David objects for good reason, for whatever reason that may be, I'm more than happy to remove this podcast episode. So that's a very serious disclaimer put on the start of this episode, because I should have said straight away, but completely got swept up in this conversation straight away, and I was extremely nervous calling a stranger on the other side of the world. A very surreal and odd feeling, but you know what, I really enjoyed this was really, really cool. Awkward, a little bit embarrassing, a bit cringeworthy at times, but hey, it was really, really cool. And I definitely encourage people to check out City Skylines, the game that David is partially involved with. Very, very cool. But anyway, enough of that. Enjoy this conversation with David from Stockholm, Sweden. I'm going to call an international number. It's a very special number. I really don't know how this is going to go, but let's give it a shot.
Calling Sweden. Personen du söker är upptagen i ett annat samtal, men du kan skicka ett sms till den du söker med information om att du har ringt. För att skicka det telefonnummer du ringer ifrån, tryck fyrkant. Om du vill skicka ett annat nummer, ange det nu och avsluta med fyrkant. Om det blir fel, tryck stjärna och försök igen. Ditt sms har skickats. Tack för samtalet.
I have no idea what was just said then. All right, let's try that again.
Calling Sweden.
Hello.
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 Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, who's this?
This is Andrew, or Andy.
Hello, Andrew. It's David here in beautiful, sunny Stockholm, Sweden.
Hi, right. David. How
Where did you call from?
Australia.
Really? Well, that, I hear that there's a bit of a lag in that in the voice, and that sort of explains it. Australia, bloody hell! That's quite a distance.
It is. It's a very far way away.
Indeed.
So
how's the weather down there?
It's getting cool, but it's still very warm.
It's pretty much the opposite of here, though. Right? it was cool, and now it's sort of getting warm. We're having. The first real spring weekend.
Wow.
So we're actually, me and my family are just out in the garden setting up I don't know, do you have this in Australia as well, like a trampoline?
Yes.
Like a big jumping thing for the kids? Yeah, right. It's fairly standard in every villa, suburb, house in the whole area of Sweden.
Wow.
Everybody has one. So we're setting up one.
Oh, great.
Setting up ours.
Fantastic. And it's about, it's just after midday in Sweden, 12:30?
Yeah, sort of-ish, about lunchtime.
Yeah, great. And what temperature is it there?
At the moment, well, what could it be? 15-ish in the sun, centigrade.
Okay.
15, maybe 17, so it's quite nice and comfortable. It's T-shirt weather, actually.
It's about the same temperature here in Sydney as well, but it's 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night.
Oh, yeah. All right, so you're in Sydney.
Yes.
I would love to come and visit someday, actually. I've heard many good things about Australia, but I never had the pleasure of visiting.
And I've never had the pleasure of visiting Sweden either, so I'd love to go there one day.
Yeah, do it. It's in many. I think in many ways it's quite similar in both. Well, both in temperate in the same sort of temperate climate, even though you have it a bit warmer. Mm-hmm. Looking at the general attitude of the people, mm-hmm. you know, Australia, New Zealand, and Scandinavian countries seem quite similar, actually.
There's a few people that I know that live in Sweden. I have some friends because I play music, so I've toured in Europe before, and I've met a few Swedes in my time, and everyone's very, very laid back.
Yes, laid back would be the word. So what sort of instrument do you play, by the way?
I play bass guitar.
Cool. Nice. So like what's a rock band?
Yeah, very much heavy metal.
Oh, cool. Then you definitely should visit Sweden, right?
There's a lot of popular death metal bands in Sweden.
Yes. It's very, especially the death metal scene is very strong.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially a bit up north in Sweden.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's dark and cold and, you know, I guess people feel...
It's a bit of inspiration.
It goes natural to play death metal, yeah. Cool, but can I ask what's the name of your band?
Yeah, sure. It's called Lord, L-O-R-D.
Cool.
And we sound like Iron Maiden, Queensryche, Halloween, that style of metal.
Lovely. You know, I'm wearing an Iron Maiden T-shirt right now,
actually. Are you?
Yes.
Well, you can look us up later.
Yeah, you know, Yeah, I know. It's a bit for working out in the garden. I feel slightly ashamed, but hey, yeah. It's a cool one.
Very cool.
So can I ask how old you are, by the way?
Yeah, of course. I'm 31. And yourself?
Slightly older, 42.
That's not too much older. That's okay.
So it's, yeah.
Great. And you said you were in Stockholm?
Yes. Okay. So we're in a suburb of Stockholm, a few miles north.
Mm-hmm.
One of these classic villa suburbs. It has a nice part of the, what should I call it? The Stockholm Archipelago.
Okay.
Right, so there's plenty of water. Yeah, plenty of water and plenty of islands. And there's a string of water that goes a bit inland. And this little suburb is situated quite near the water.
Okay.
So that's where the really expensive and nice houses are. We're not quite there. We're a bit away from it. But it's a generally nice area.
Great. And have you lived there all your life?
No, I grew up on a farm in the south of Sweden. And then moved around to different parts, bigger and bigger cities, basically. Mm-hmm. I spent a couple of years in Oslo as well, worked there, but ended up here in Stockholm, mostly because of work. Okay. And also because it's a pretty good town.
Great. And may I ask what type of work you do?
Oh, yeah. I'll see if I can explain that. I'm sort of, I do computer games, basically.
Okay, well.
That's what I do. Yeah, so I do. I can't do any coding. I can't do any art. I do whiteboard. That's right. My skill.
So you map it out?
Yes, sort of. Some sort of in-between thing between like a game designer and producer, planner, project manager. Wow. I walk around and try to make everybody as happy as possible so they work really fast. That's what I do.
That's an important role to have.
It is, actually.
Yeah.
It's quite fun.
And,
so do you play any games?
I don't, unfortunately. I'm always busy doing music and whatnot. I don't have a lot of time. I know a lot of people that are very very heavily into gaming, and it's very popular. Is there any games in particular that you can mention that you've had involvement with?
Yeah, I can mention there's one quite popular game that I haven't worked that much hands-on with it, but it's published by our company. It's called City Skylines.
Okay.
It's a quite fun game where you do, basically you play as a city planner, a city builder, right? So you plan, like, how do you want to place your houses and your roads and your, you know, electricity systems, and okay, so here's a traffic stocking, but if I do a roundabout here, oh my God, then the ambulance is stuck over here, and so you need to plan and iterate and, like, tweak everything continuously to have this city running smoothly.
Wow.
It's more like a sandbox than a game, right?
I'm on YouTube, so just, now, I've just typed in the name of the game, and I'm watching somebody play Skylines. And it's it's incredible. Wow.
It's kind of cool, isn't it? And it's also, what should I say, it's sort of a smart game.
Yep.
It doesn't really have that much violence. It doesn't have that much story or narrative. It's more about this sandbox, toy box, playing with a giant city.
It reminds me.
And then you can mess it up, of course.
You mess it up, yeah.
Oh, yes, you can mess it up. I mean, it's quite common that you want, like, electricity from, I don't know, a dam power or something, right? So you build a dam and water turbines,
yep.
And then the dam breaks, and you flood your entire city, and everybody dies. So it's like, oh,
whoops.
Yes.
It reminds
then you have
me
to
of,
restart.
It reminds me of, I don't know if the game was popular in Europe, but SimCity in the 90s?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it reminds me of that.
Absolutely.
But a lot more advanced.
It's pretty much the same thing, actually. Yeah, it's the same thing in many ways, but the main difference is that we opened it up for something called modding.
Okay.
Which is basically we let other people, or gamers or whoever really, just create stuff for the game.
Right.
So they can create, like, if it's someone in London, he can do, like, a Big Ben and put it in the game, or you can do, I don't know, the animated billboards of Piccadilly Circus. I know that the Opera House in Sydney is there in multiple versions. And that sort of thing, right? And it's kind of cool that people can create their own stuff and put it into our game and then distribute it all over the web, of course.
That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. Very cool. Wow. I've just got mesmerized watching this demo video on YouTube. I should turn it off now.
Yeah.
I might even start gaming now. That just brings, it's quite nostalgic to watch it because it reminds me of SimCity back in the 90s. It was a very popular game at the time.
Do check it out if you have a computer. I mean, really, it's quite worth it. It's not very expensive either.
Yeah.
And I mean, it doesn't really have any time pressure or anything like that. You just doodle around.
It would definitely help a bit of brain building. It's very good for the mind by the looks of it.
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course. And it's very, you know, if you finally unlock the... I'm horrible at planning roads, right? I'm really, really, really bad. I always end up with giant traffic stockings and traffic problems. So when you finally figure out how the traffic works, then you feel incredibly clever. It's very, very satisfying.
You might be able to plan your own city one day, your real city.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. No, but I mean, it's quite common, especially for some reason, people from Canada seem to really enjoy that.
Okay.
So we have a bunch of very high-quality modeled, like, Canadian cities, smaller cities, right? 40, 50,000 inhabitants, maybe.
Wow.
And with lots of, we did an expansion that had more snow stuff, right? So you had weather and snow and some skiing resorts, etc.
Mm.
And that really hit home in Canada.
Incredible. I think I might grab the game. This looks really, really cool. And especially up my alley, I like the strategic planning element to the game. It definitely appeals to me.
Yeah, cool. Well, one sale. Woo.
Cool. Well, you can check out my band as well and have a listen. And hopefully,
I definitely will.
Like yeah. So I think because it's such a common name for our band, it can be hard to find. But if you search for just type in Lord Metal, or you can the website's lord.net.au, and then we're all on there.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and then you'll see a pretty picture of my face on there as well.
Oh, lovely. We'll do. I'll spread the word.
Fantastic.
Cool. But I mean, excellent.
Cool. Well, I guess it's
about time for me to go back.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. No worries. And it was David, wasn't it?
David, correct.
Oh, great.
That would be me.
And yeah, and my name's Andy or Andrew. So thank you so much, David.
Yep. A pleasure talking to you. And I hope you have a great evening.
We'll do. And have a great afternoon.
All right. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, David. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, guys. Hope you enjoyed that one. As I said, a very, very odd episode, but kind of cool. And hopefully you guys will go and check out this City Skylines game. I actually think it's pretty cool. It's not some... I'm not a big gaming guy. I don't know much about gaming whatsoever, but I was just watching a YouTube video with a demo on there, and it looks cool. I have fond memories of playing SimCity when I was a kid, and it definitely appears to be something of that genre, and seems to be a lot more complex than that, and could be a good strategic game and something very good for the mind. So I'll put some links up in the show notes for you guys to check out. But how cool was that? A little bit awkward for me, and I almost felt like when he asked about the band that I was going to go into pitch mode and then start talking about the podcast as well. But I think I was like a deer in headlights and didn't quite know what to say. And yeah, so apologies for the embarrassingly awkward conversation that it was. But regardless, it was pretty cool. So really hope you enjoyed it. Before I wrap up, very quickly, andysocial.net will have all the show notes from this tiny episode and every other episode. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Just search for Andy Dowling or the Andy Social Podcast and you'll find me pretty quickly. And I don't know when this will air, but May 28th will be my podcast party, aka the Andy Social. That will be at 6 p.m. at the Fun Room at Frankie's Pizza by the Slice, which is in Sydney's CBD. Frankie's will be open from 4 p.m. if you want to get down there and have a few pre-drinks. And if anyone's interested in coming, you can get in touch with me in advance or I'll just see you there. I won't be advertising that anywhere else, just through these episodes only. So it's up to you guys whether you want to bring anyone along or just come along and have a few drinks with me. Anyway, enough of that. more episodes coming soon, some big, big things happening up in the near future. So stay tuned. And thanks, as always, for the support and the love. It means a hell of a lot. And thanks to David from Sweden. See you guys.